You are about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at the Kodesh Family Church Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you hear this anointed word.
It gets sweeter and sweeter, day by day, yes it
does. You are not ready, you are not ready, you are not ready. Are you ready? Are you ready? I want you all to get prepared and ready for blessings to be poured down upon us. Amen. We're going to welcome with great, great expectation our very own Sister Ariel. Woo! Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Amen. Let's welcome her. Give a round of applause. Let's get ready. Amen.
Amen.
I've been sent on a special mission. I've been sent on a special mission to be a preacher and a teacher, to win the lost at any cost for Jesus Christ. I must plant a church and make it grow somehow. This is my mission, the work of God. But I need the anointing. The anointing breaks the yoke. Without the power of God, I cannot do anything. But the Lord said, I shall go for him. So I keep praying, and I keep saying, oh, I can go. If I'm going without Jesus, I can preach. If I'm preaching without Jesus, I can go. If I'm going without Jesus, I can preach. If I'm preaching without Jesus, there are times when I am helpless. There are times when I am hopeless. Without him, I cannot do anything. But the Lord said, you must go for me. This is my mission, the work of God. So I've been praying and saying, Lord, please choose another person, someone better and someone more qualified. But the Lord says, you must go for me. So I'll keep praying and I'll keep saying, oh, I can go. If I'm going without Jesus, I can preach. If I'm preaching without Jesus, I can go. If I'm going without Jesus, I can preach. If I'm preaching without Jesus, oh, 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 I cannot go. I cannot go. I cannot preach. I cannot sing. I can't go. Jesus, I can't sing.
I cannot go. I cannot preach. I cannot sing. I can't go.
Woo! Give it up. Give it up, Sister Ariel. Wow. Wow. We cannot go. We won't go without Jesus. Amen. Amen. And by the grace of God, we have one that is able to lead us. Amen. Because we are sheep. Oh, and what are we, sheep? What kind of sheep are we without a shepherd? Hallelujah. And we have a shepherd. We won't go. He's going. We are following. Amen. 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 So we have come to the most important part. This is the part we've been waiting on. Are you not anxious? Have we been anxious all week to get to this final moment, to get to the moment that we are here right now? Amen. So I want us to rise to our feet. Rise to your feet. I want you to scream. I want you to shout. I want you to give it up for our very own shepherd, our pastor, our father, Reverend Cujo Orleans Lindsay. Hallelujah. Woo!
Come on, let's lift our voice real loud to the Lord and say,
come on. Come on. Woo!
Don't you know your
name?
Hey.
Don't you know?
But all can trust
us.
There is no other.
There is no other.
God. So
loving
and true.
Don't you know?
Don't you know your
name?
Put their trust. So sweet. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. No other name means more to me.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Oh, why don't you give the Lord a wave of praise? A wave of praise. Why your shout cannot reach, your wave can reach. Light travels faster than sound. Therefore, your wave, because it's coming, it's light, it will reach faster. Hallelujah. Well, I'm very excited to be here. I don't know why, but I think because the presence of God makes a difference. Bible says in his presence, there is fullness of joy. And at its right hand, there are pleasures, not sorrows. Not pleasures for a few moments. Not ecstatic pleasures for just a climax. But pleasures evermore. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Say pleasures evermore. All these little pieces of Christmas type pleasures that goes a whole season before it comes again, we cancel them. May your, you know, short-term pleasures be made protracted, persistent, relentless, and unsurmountable, sustained. Hallelujah. Whatever that brings you pleasure, may the Lord sustain it so long as it's godly, in Jesus' name. Because some of us, our pleasures are not good. When we talk pleasures, you are thinking alcohol. And I'm not talking about that kind of pleasure. May those pleasures be aborted in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. Oh, Father, we bless your name. We welcome your presence. Father, today we say you be the host and let us be the guests. We've come to your house. Your word says, blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto you, that he may actually come close to your courts. For we shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, even of your holy temple. Father, we come. Give us the goodness, the best part of your house. We are your guests. We've come. Your word says in Luke 14, you invited them for a dinner. We are eating at the table of the Lord. Today, may we enjoy your bread. Said, blessed is he that eats bread in the kingdom. Today we're eating kingdom bread. Not McDonald's bread. Not Burger King bread. But kingdom of God bread. May you and may we enjoy it. We bless your name. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Tell people around you, I'm eating bread. Bread from the kingdom. Point to somebody on the screen and tell the person, enjoy the kingdom bread. And if your friend is covered on the screen, tell the person, hey, my friend, I'm talking to you. Why are you being in darkness? Tell the person, Bible says, light has come into the world and men loved darkness rather than the light because their deeds were evil. Tell the person, I want to see your face. Change from turn your video on. Turn your, in case you are not well dressed, at least let's see your chest area or your head region. All right, but turn on that video. Let your light so shine before men that they may be your see your good works and give glory to God. Part of your good work is that they see that you believe in God. You came dressed up to come to the presence of God. That is part of your good work. Bible says, let your light shine. Don't turn it on. So turn on your video that they may see your good. You know, many of us, we are tired of being away. Now, the least that we can do is to see your face and your smile and say, oh, this my sister is still around. Don't deny us of that blessing. Bible says whatever they call social distance is not true. Slow down, brother. It's too loud. Social is loud. It's not social, it's physical distances, but social connection. Okay, that's why this is called social media. So let's mediafy, socialize the media. All right, so please turn on your video. Meet you, I want to see you. Look at the nice place. Clap for yourself for turning it on. Clap for yourself. My goodness, you have such a beautiful face. I think the presence of God is with you. I think the presence of God is with you. Today I want us to learn about who has the presence of God. Which people have the presence of God? What are the things that when you do gives you God's presence? You know, the last time that we shared, we talked about the three ways that God's presence shows, the Holy Spirit shows up. See, the Spirit of God upon you is called the anointing, and that gives you ability. Like in Acts 10:30, Paul said about Jesus, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all manner of all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. That's anointing. God's presence upon people. Okay? God's presence upon people. Anointed with the Holy Ghost and power. It gives them ability. It gives them supernatural power. It makes you, human being as I am, the only way I know to heal is my education as a physician, how to give Tylenol, how to give Band-Aid, all these things to try and, you know, modify the course of your disease. But for me, without stethoscope and anything, to lay hands and you get healed. Wow, that's supernatural. That's called anointing. There are a number of people in our church who are not having babies. And if you are here and you're looking for a baby, tap into that grace because yours is coming. That they believe, they prayed, we laid hands and they had babies. People with sickle cell disease who don't have any more symptoms. And they were dropping out of school because of multiple emergency room admissions. I say to the glory of God that now they haven't had any crisis and they've gone to school and finished and married. And it will not happen again in Jesus' name. That kind of thing is called anointing, the Spirit of God upon you. Okay? Then we have the Spirit of God inside of you. And we learned that that is what makes you bear the fruit of the Spirit. That affects your very core, your nature. Because man is made up of spirit, soul, and body. You know, really, there's no soul. Did you know that? Whether I say there's no soul, it's not accurate. But it's the combination of body and spirit that gives rise to soul. Bible says God created man in his image. And then he created from the dust of the ground. And he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. That's his spirit. And man became a living soul. So soul is the body that's like dirt. God breathes his spirit into you. And then that combination is equivalent to soul. So body plus spirit equals actually soul. You can call it that way. So when your spirit leaves, you have no soul. Soul is your intellect, your thinking, your emotion. You have no emotion anymore. What you said, do you know who I am? You will be nobody when your spirit leaves you. So if I was you, body is dead. It will go back to the dead in the cemetery. Spirit is the most viable aspect of you that came from God. Yes, and soul is only an earthly thing. Earthly thing. It has nothing to do. Sometimes we say spirit and soul interchangeably, that your soul will go to God, a living soul, you know. But it's really your spirit. So if you have any place that you need to focus your attention, it's your spirit. Because that's what this flesh that we dress up, it will go to the grave. So that is what makes you a nice person, when your internal spirit is changed. All right? That's when you're born again, God gives you his spirit, and your nature becomes more, we call it godliness. Godliness is actually the spirit of God inside of you manifesting a nice experience when we interact with you. You realize that if you know somebody who was not born again and they are truly born again, you can see that the nature has changed. You are not afraid of them anymore. You know, you can see that you're almost living life with God, God's spirit. You are a nice taste. We explained all that. You taste good. I mean, you taste good as in your behavior. I mean, it's nice. You are a nice encounter. You are a nice experience. You have a nice personality. So you can see people who don't look nice, but they get married because somebody can say, wow, there's something about you. Something on the inside is working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Something on the inside is working on the outside. Singers, if you don't sing when I start, I will replace you.
Something is working.
Oh, what a change in my life.
Oh, what a change in my life.
And about when God changes your inside. Is the spirit of God inside of you? Where's my towel? Spirit of God inside of you. All right? That's very important. So it changes you, makes you a nice personality. You know, ever since I started living with this beautiful woman who married me, I mean, she married me because she realized I was such a nice person. And she just didn't want just a friendship. So she said, you know, can you live with me forever? I said, oh, why not? Why not? Nobody has made such an offer. If you've made it, I'll take it. I'm not a fool. Such a nice person. I could see that the Spirit of God was inside of her. I could see when I live with her, it's like I'm living with God. Yeah. One day I offended her. And when she came and she was giving me nice food, she looked into there and said, Lord, I'm doing this for you. I said, uh-huh. That's the reason why I married her. Oh God, but clap that for clap to the Lord for her. Don't tell her I say that because she'll be very flattered. She may stop me heaven. Hallelujah. Anyway, so it changes you. Your boss will be happy that you're born again. Yeah. All right. And then finally, the Spirit of God with you. That's called the presence of God. That's when you and everybody else starts looking at what is happening to you and you're all surprised. You're all gazed that something is happening. What is the reason why such a thing is? Like Joseph. Joseph couldn't believe that I was a little slave that was sold to Egypt and yet I've become so great. The boss looked and said, there's something about you, therefore I'll promote you. The people around him saw. He himself saw and said, hey, me too, I'm watching the movie. It's because of who was with him. And the Bible says that, and God prospered him. And his boss, you know, in Genesis 39, saw that everything he did prospered because God was with him. And he saw that that is also called you are blessed. Yeah. Your blessing depends on who is with you. Blessing is carried with you. You come with the blessing. You know, wherever you go, when the presence of God is with you, things are different. And so today I want to talk about who has God's presence. Yes. There are some people, when they appear, you can see that and something is different. You want them where you are. It's not the person you want. It's what they bring or who they bring, which you cannot define. So you just say, you come, because I know that when you come, these things will work. What they are coming is not a physical human being, but a spiritual being that comes with their presence. Yes, with their presence. It's true. There are times that I've gone to places, they say, oh, when we are not here, we can't sleep. It's also an important thing. Or when you came here, this happened. I mean, there are certain places that I'm going that I say, oh, my wife, come along, because I know that she comes with a presence. The presence of God. Amen. Amen. Yeah, there was a time that Jacob wanted to leave Laban. Laban, who was his father-in-law. Laban said, Jacob said, I'm resigning. And then his father-in-law said, no, please don't leave me. What do you want? I want to pay you any amount. And then he explained, because I have learned by experience but that I have been blessed for your sake, because of your presence, something is different about this business. Next time somebody goes and reports you to your boss, the boss will say, hey, no, not this one, because there's something he brings that I don't know, I can't define it, but I need to keep him. Clap for the Lord Jesus. I need to keep him. Yeah. There are some of you, the day you say you are resigning, they will ask you, what is the next job giving you? We will match it up. If it's not happened to you before, expect it in Jesus' name. It comes with the terrain of God's presence. It comes with the terrain of God's presence. Let me tell you a few things about God's presence. Bible says in Psalm 16 verse 11, in his presence there is fullness, is that correct, of joy. And that will show me the path of life. You show me the path that I should take. When somebody shows you the path of life, the person is with you. When GPS is directing you, it means that GPS is walking with you. I'll say it again. Thou will show me the path of life. It means that you will be my guide. You will be with me. You will be my escort. You will be my companion. Your presence will be with me. Anytime somebody said, you are my guide, it's like you are my shepherd. You are with me. A shepherd leads. A sheep just follows where the shepherd is going. Psalm 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd, therefore I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even you are using his name. Yea, though me physically I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For you, my shepherd, are with me. I'm calling it presence. You have a shepherd, you have a presence. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Wow. That's the presence of God. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Have you had a cup before? A cup that keeps running over. It means somebody is present with you that keeps filling it. That's the only way that your cup will run over. It's the presence of God. My cup runneth over. But many people, they major in the my cup runneth over. They forget that there's also oil. Thou anointest my head with oil. Because many times, what happens is Christians major on the physical, fear my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. But they don't talk about, anoint me, Lord. My head is here, Lord. We just want the food and the cup with the coffee, with the cream, all kinds of espresso. But we refuse the anointing. So you are eating, but the devil is tossing you back and forth. You've just taken the food. Just like some children. Children, they want a mother to feed them with food, but they don't want their parents to, the rod and the oil. They put something inside of my head. Wisdom and impartation. Yeah, they don't want rebuke. They don't want correction. They don't want instruction. They don't want counsel, but they want the food. Many Christians are like that. We want the food. We don't want the word that will make us into consecrating us with the word. We don't want the anointing that will give us power. We don't want the prayer. We don't want God to affect our head with oil. but the presence, that's more than food. Joseph was there. He prospered, but he applied the anointing. He interpreted dreams. He preached to people because of him. Even King, even Daniel was there. King Nebuchadnezzar, because of the Hebrew boy's anointing, he actually started worshiping God. Clap for the Lord Jesus. As the Lord blesses you, may you be the one who ministers to people because of his presence. Miracles happen because of his presence. People see God around you, and even businesses go well, and they say, there's somebody with you that we don't know. We want to know that person. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, my dear. Yeah. I also collect your dress. Anyway, clap for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. I mean, one good turn deserves another, right? Amen. She took my jacket. So you owe me a jacket, sister. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Anyway, now. Yeah, overflowing. It's overflowing. Clap for. Make your cup overflow. Overflow with joy. Overflow with happiness. Marital happiness. Financial happiness. Spiritual happiness. Pleasures evermore. So that's what I mean. The presence of God. Say, thou will show me the way of life. Even sometimes, you guys, you don't know how to have pleasure. Let God show you what to do. If you fulfill that, thou shalt show me, bring it up again, 16:11. Thou will show me the path. Not even just the path, the road. Pass here, pass here, pass. Do this. Don't marry this person. Stop pornographizing. Stop fornication. Don't steal anymore. Worship. Pray. Come to church early. I mean, stop being offended by any message that you don't like. Read your Bible. Take this message seriously. All these things is thou shall show me the path of life. Then it goes on colon. And he explains to you, if you can take his way of life, what happens to you? If you can afford, can you stand his presence? Then in thy presence, your joy will be full. Yeah, it's fullness of joy. And at your right hand, there are pleasures evermore. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Pleasures that don't... Look, whoever said that pleasure should end, you're joking. Oh yeah, there will be episodes of... But God, when he gives you this, he wants you to enjoy to the fullest. Enjoy your children evermore. Enjoy your marriage evermore. Enjoy your job evermore. Enjoy your church evermore. Enjoy your Christianity evermore. Enjoy your friends evermore. You today you're offended. Today you're this. Oh, stop that. Yeah.
Stop it.
Stop it. Even the day you say stop it, you realize you say stop it, I like it. Because the pleasures are too much. Even when you're angry, you say no, I like it. Stop it, I like it. Or do what you're stopping. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Not stop what you're doing. Do what you're stopping. Wow. It's a blessing, eh? In his presence. In his presence. In his presence. I enjoy God's presence. I love God's presence. I love church. I love church. I love church. And I know you like church. That is why COVID has not been able to take you out of this fellowship. That's why in spite of COVID, we've grown more in COVID than we did when we were on the floor. The devil is unhappy. The day they bring us back to church, this thing will still not stop. Because there are people, international members, that are now craving. Clap for the Lord Jesus. And I like the way many of you have now joined the Flow prayer meeting. Because of this, you've learned how to go online and enjoy a prayer meeting when you are not in church, but you are in your home. Just like what this thing that we've done on Sunday has trained us. Like, I've been to church already in the morning. 7 o'clock, I went to the Flow Encounter service. I traveled to Ghana without quarantine. I traveled to Ghana without a plane. I traveled to the headquarters without a visa. And I've got the full benefit of the service. 7 o'clock, as I'm here, my bishop has preached powerfully, preached, and anointed. I mean, what you are now going to get for communion now, we've got it already. Next week, make a date with that at 7 a.m. Central Time. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yes. pleasures evermore. It's not at 11 o'clock. Evermore, we started. You are the one now getting it. In 7 a.m., we are continuing. And after 7, we come to 11. After 11, they said 2:30 p.m. Revival at, oh, somebody said pleasures evermore. You are the one who has only this one. The person who taught me to be a pastor, we've already fed from him. Next Sunday, make a date before we come to this, you know, secondary blessing. The primary blessing is at 7 a.m. 7 a.m. Central. For those who are in the diaspora and other countries, it's 12 GMT. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Amen. And it's so important that the presence that come with this anointing. You see, there's coming something called the Give Thyself Holy Conference. Clap for the Lord Jesus. So this week, we are not having even the flow prayer. But you are not going to miss. We're starting tomorrow evening at 11, just around the same time that the flow is. But there's a conference. You know how Bishop teaches and prays? Take your notebook. Take your... Look, sleep a little so that you don't get tired. And I want everybody, invite pastors and church workers all around. They don't have to belong to our church. Yeah, there are many pastors, church workers, Christians who want mentoring. That we have it and we better share. I like that scripture in Psalm 68. I believe it's verse 11. Is it correct? Find it. It says that the word of God was sent and many were they who published it. Is that verse 68, 11? Bring it up. 68, Psalm 68 verse. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. So whenever you hear the word of God that is being preached, you have a responsibility. You are not delivering the word. But there is a great company that are publishing, telling people about it. That's why I told you to come to church today. Because I know the Lord has a word for you. That's why I tell the shepherds, the Wasenta leaders, to call you. And when they call you, don't have an attitude. When they call you, say, hey, God wants me to hear his word. And he's showing me the path of life. Do you know why? Because it says that thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So whenever the word of God is coming, God is giving you pleasures by showing you, I will show you the path of life. For in my presence there is fullness of joy, and at our right hand there are pleasures evermore. Your joy is not full. Your pleasures are limited. God wants to make it full and unlimited. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking to you about today. So this Give Thyself Holy is an extension of your joy. So everybody who has not registered, Pastor Richard, can you send the link so that everybody can register? Every church member, every registering. And it starts tomorrow evening at 11. We are going on our same watch party link. I'm talking about the presence of God. I'm talking about showing you the path of life. Yes. One of them is his word. It's word. Psalm 119 verse 105. Is it 105? Yes. Is a lamp, a light unto my path and a lamp unto my feet. The light gives you general idea. The lamp gives you how. General idea, marry. Who to marry? A believer. Then the lamp is step by step. How to handle her to increase your joy. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. So the word is coming to all of us. And our bishop is preaching Monday evening through Tuesday. Tuesday evening through Wednesday. Wednesday evening through Thursday. And it's going to be super, fanta, terrific. Hallelujah. If you can take the days off, take them off. If you cannot, then sleep early. When you come from work, it's 6 o'clock. Eat before you get there. When you get there, just sleep so that you wake up at 11. You can be on till you go to work. Hallelujah. And if you can catch 1 hour sleep somewhere in between, that's fine. But it's going to be powerful. And I want you to invite any pastor that you know, any church worker. They don't have to belong to our church. And it will be a blessing. And it can be, you can invite international, because it's on Facebook Live, it's on YouTube, and it's on television. All right, so we'll send you the link. And if you have been doubt of the link, just come to our watch party. you will have it in Jesus' name. Clap for the Lord Jesus. What did I say I was preaching about? The presence. Who has the presence of God? Tell somebody, I have the presence of God. I have the presence of God. Now, the last time we learned from Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse. How many want to have pleasures evermore?
I do.
Yeah. There are, in my presence, there is fullness of joy. At my right hand, there are pleasures evermore. You know, when you say, somebody says, in his presence, there's fullness, you will be happy. Hey. And at my right hand, it means that while you're happy, if there's something that doesn't please you, my right hand has reached, has access. At my right hand means my authority. I have the authority. Right hand is a hand of power. Yes. It's a hand of activity. You see, I can work it. My hand can produce it. What else do you need? In my presence, when you come, there will be fullness of joy. You want pleasures evermore extended? My right hand can do it. So you are here with me. I have ability to produce more. I have the access to more. I have the power to give you more. And I'm saying it literally. It's not metaphorical. It's not metaphorical. It's not metaphorical. That is what our prayer does. When we come to God's presence, what you don't get in his presence, you conjure his right hand. And pleasures, what will please you? My right hand will bring it. When God stretched, he told Jacob, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Clap for the Lord Jesus. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Yes. In his presence is fullness of joy. At his right hand are pleasures evermore. Yeah. Bible says 1,000 will fall to your side, 10,000 at thy right hand. Even when your power is not there, but it will still not come near you. Who do you think, when your right hand went away, kept you? Some right hand had been given you. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah, at thy right hand. So today I'm going to talk to you what you can do to have that right hand operating in your life all the time. Which people are favored by that right hand? Which people? What are the qualifying criteria, characteristics, activities of right hand provocation? Yes. Yes. Activities that provoke God's right hand to give you pleasures evermore. This message is huge. It's beautiful. Hallelujah. Yeah. Right hand. How many need the points? How many need the points? Yes. You can also call this message the right hand provocation. The right hand provocation. Right hand provocation tips. What is it that you can do that will provoke God's right hand? Whenever anybody's right hand is with you, the person is with you. His presence is with you. Amen. All right, and it's intentional. The right hand is also means intentional. It's a decision. I'm doing it with zeal. It's not, you know, my grandmother always told me that anytime you put something somewhere that you can't find, chances are that you use your left hand to drop that thing. So chances are that because your left hand is not normally used, it's not an intentional thing. It's something that you despise. I mean, you know, you use it to clean your behind, you use it to all kinds of things. You know? So when you drop something. Hallelujah. Now, right hand provocation tips. Amen. The right hand provocation tips. Amen. You know, the Bible says in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. When you can actually sustain and keep God's presence, you will see mighty things happen in your life. You see his right hand operating in your life. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. It's huge. Beautiful. Mighty. So what can we do to bring him in the midst of us? Is what we're going to deal with. That's another thing. Yeah. The in the midst of us trip or tips. Bible says when he comes, he will save you. Keep reading. He will save. He will rejoice. Huh? What's that? He will save. He will rejoice over you with joy. You know, there are people who rejoice over you, but they don't do it with joy. Do you know that?
Yes.
Yeah, they are forced to do it. They are rejoicing. I mean, you got a new job. They laughed at you, but they are not doing it with joy. I mean, that's a right thing, politically right thing. Somebody has come to give a testimony like our brother. What are you supposed to do? Yeah, everybody say yeah. You have to say it, but you're not rejoicing with joy. Because some of us, our things, God, God, is that how you are? So you can do it to Vincent. Look at me. Me, I came to the church because before this foolish boy. Now you're calling him foolish boy. Just because God blessed him. You are rejoicing, but not with joy. Yours is next. Stop insulting him so that you will be blessed. Anything you celebrate will come to you. That thing you despise and you complain about will go away from you. All right. So, rejoice. The Lord does not just rejoice because he's pretending. No. He rejoices with joy. Sometimes you are rejoicing with anger.
Mercy.
Yeah. You're rejoicing with anger. You see? Yeah. Rejoicing with anger. You remember Mordecai's adversary, Haman. When Haman was leading Mordecai, because of everything, Haman thought he was the one who was going to be riding, and then he was leading. Everybody was, wow, Mordecai, you are great. Mordecai, you are great. That shall it be done for that man whom the king chooses to honor. And Haman thought it was him. He said, oh, give him your ring. Give him your robe. Give him your best, your horse, your donkey. Let him ride on your donkey. And as he's coming, let everybody hail. Oh, this is the man that the king wants to honor. Everybody, and everybody should rejoice. And not knowing the person was his enemy, Mordecai. And as Mordecai was coming, he was supposed to be leading the horse. And he was smiling for the photographs. Do you think he was rejoicing with joy? In Jesus' name. Demonia, smile. That the anointing is flowing. One day to flow on you too, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord thy God in the midst of these mighty, he will save you. He will rejoice over you with joy. Not with resentment. He will rest in his love. There are some people, you have to love them, but you're not at rest. He will rest in. There are some people, when you finish marrying, they say, yeah, I married a beast. Yes. So you are loving, you are supposed to love. It's a bias remorse, so you are not at rest. There was a certain husband who woke up going to urinate and woke up, something woke, and when he woke up, there was blood and knives. And his wife, and Cottonwell, his wife was not there. His wife was just walking out of the bathroom, not knowing the wife was wearing gloves.
Wow.
Yeah. And then when he woke up, the man said, what are you doing with these gloves? And he said, haven't you seen the surgical tools? I was coming to amputate you. Your third leg. Yes. The wife was angry and was about to cut the man. We, the pastors, were called to deal with the situation. I'm telling you, this is not... Yeah. How can you rest in that person's love? But God says he will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. Clap for the Lord Jesus. I'm talking about when the Lord thy God is in the midst of you. What happens? And verse 18, sister girl, brother boy. Patricia, be careful. Verse 18. I will gather them that are sorrowful for a solemn assembly. He says that when I see some of my people are not happy, I'll bring them together. Sister, why are you not happy? I am the treatment. He says, he will give you the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. I will gather those that are mourning and who are of thee among you, those who are not happy. Because in his right hand, they are in presence, there are pleasures. I mean, in his presence, there's fullness of joy. Right hand are pleasure, and you are sorrowing. He said, no. After this service, he realizes that you are sorry. You are not. You hadn't realized that you are supposed to be happy. He will gather those who are sorrowful, who are of thee or among thee, to whom the reproach of it was a burden. Your sorrow has brought reproach to you. You can't even tell your story to many people. You are reproached. You can't express. It's not everybody you can tell your issues. Eh? Sometimes not even your pastor. Eh? It's true. But God says, no, I see it. I will gather them. Because if they can have my presence, you, this is not a qualifying feature of your presence. Why? All those who are sorrow, from today, your sorrow will give place to laughter in Jesus' name. Amen. If you can connect to the right hand provoking tips. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Amen. So number one, someone say number one. Are you ready for number one?
Yeah.
All right, so we're talking about the presence of God, the anointing and the presence, the things that bring God, or those who have God's presence. Okay, so I want to start, get your notebook, get your pens, and write everything. Who has the presence of God? Who has the presence of God? I'm talking about the anointing and the presence. The book called The Anointing and the Presence, chapter number 8. All right? Chapter number 8. You know? Now, before I say that, Proverbs chapter 13, verse... Okay, I'll tell you. You, let's go on. The first one, the people that have God's presence are those who preach about Jesus and his salvation. They have the presence of God. Hey, you don't seem to be happy with this thing. You thought I would say those who have just come to church. That one is coming. But those who preach about Jesus, and have you realized that pastors look like they're always happy? They look like supermen. Have you realized that when you are not happy, you come to me so that you can be happy? It's because I'm preaching the gospel to you. I am leading the cause of Christ with you. I am rallying you. I am talking about, like, this, give thyself holy. I am telling people God has sent his word. Many are there who publish it. And I am rallying you to get more people to come and listen. It is a form of preaching. You are preaching indirectly when you do it. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. When I say clap and don't clap, you will go out of here in Jesus' name. Those who preach, the Bible, let's read Acts chapter 4 from verse 13 to verse 14. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 4. Now, from verse 30, the Bible says, now when, are you there?
Yes.
Let's start from verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So if you don't use the name of Jesus Christ to minister to people, salvation will not come to them. There's no other name. There's no other name. The name Lindsay doesn't work. Lighthouse doesn't work. Don't preach your church. Preach Christ. Don't preach your church. Preach Christ. Some of you have made UD church like God. Hey, will you come to my church tomorrow? Will you come to my church? What about will you come to Jesus?
Tell them about Jesus.
Tell them about the Jesus of the church, not the church of Jesus. Yes. Begin to talk about Jesus. So that even if they don't come to church, they've heard about Jesus.
Thank you.
Now that they come to church and they don't know Jesus as it is this day. Alright? The Bible says there's no other name. So when you preach UD or Lighthouse and they come to Lighthouse, some are in Lighthouse, they are looking to the pastor to bring salvation instead of looking to Jesus. Yeah. The author and finisher of our faith. And Bible says in verse 13, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John who were bringing the salvation and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they were not preachers. They hadn't gone to theological institute. They were like Pastor Lindsay. Informal training, reading the Bible, sitting under the bishop to train. They were surprised, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them. That they had been with Jesus. They had been with Jesus. They had been with Jesus. As we are going to this, when we invite you, come to the flow prayer meeting, we are expecting that you meet the Jesus that Bishop Doug is presenting.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, Bishop Doug is just a channel, or Reverend says, but a channel to Jesus. Peter, James, and John were also like that. Your boldness will be perceived by people. What causes the boldness? The presence of God.
Amen.
They know. They took notice that they had the presence of Jesus, that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing but to acknowledge Jesus. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Your activities will heal Jesus. Your preaching will change somebody. And the miracles will be because of the presence of God. So you want to know who has the presence of God? The people who preach Christ. The people who preach Jesus. The people who ministered Jesus at their work center, at their as a fellowship. The people who ministered Jesus Christ at their workplace, on the buses, wherever you are, on your platforms. Yes. Suddenly, God says, this person needs my presence. He's ministering my son. He's ministering my son. Nobody can preach except the Lord anoints you. His presence must go with you to do it. It's the truth. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, how do I know? Because in the Bible, let's look at the book of Matthew chapter 28, from verse 19 to 20, or 18 to 20. It says, and Jesus said to them, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In the name and of the Holy Ghost, Jesus. And verse 20 says that, and teaching them to observe, when you are ministry, when you are teaching them to observe, as I'm teaching you to observe whatsoever Jesus has commanded us. And lo, Jesus says, I, my presence is with you always, no matter what, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Anybody who teaches, when you get the Bible and you are sharing with somebody, you get a scripture, you are sharing it on the platform, you are sharing with somebody, you are witnessing in the name of, don't be afraid. When you mention the name of Jesus, his presence is with you. Yes. He says, I'm with you always. You may not see Jesus Christ physically, but stand here and watch the activities that go on around me. It's a miracle. My life is a miracle. Your life is a miracle. Yeah, I can't explain some of the things that happened to me. I can't explain it. I can't obtain it. Ah, Jesus is so, it's so amazing. It got me high. And when I think about your goodness, it makes me wanna. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, honestly, his presence. I can't explain it, though. I can't explain it. How, if you knew my background, how could I be married to this fine, curvy, voluptuous? She did even better than me in school. How? It's a miracle. When you look at my chair, when I look at the chair, I say, ah, this is where they came from me. It's not possible. When I see them preaching, my children preaching, I say, hey, me, my children are preaching. When I was growing up at their age, I was using broomstick to separate people who were making love. Yes, I was touching people while they were swimming. Touching various places. That's how I was, what the behavior I was. Not preaching. It couldn't have come from me. Something is operating, the presence of God, because of what I'm doing. May you begin to preach. May you begin to teach. May you begin to share Christ. Don't be ashamed. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to those who believe. First to the Greeks, and first to the Jews, and then to the Greeks. Romans 1:16. 1:16, yes. The presence will make you preach. The other thing, Mark chapter 16, the last verse, Bible says, and they went forth, and they, the disciples, they went forth and preached everywhere. And look at what happened. The Lord was with the person, their presence, working with them and confirming his word with signs following. Jesus' name. Listen, even you that are in church, you are a miracle. And it's because I started preaching, the miracle of your salvation came to be. Look at this Prudential. I knew her when she came from, wherever she came from. She looked almost like she was ready to go to Pimpin. She qualified exactly. But today, she's almost, even if you see her, you think she's a nun. Ready to be married to produce proper. Miracle has happened. Look at your children. Look at your children. Today, if it wasn't for Christ, your children should be insulting and beating you up. But they are preaching. But they are there at home with you. They are not stealing. When you say something, they hear. The presence of God with you. Anybody who your children is behaving some way, don't worry. Keep preaching. Keep preaching. Keep teaching Christ. And watch him do things. His presence, please. His presence will make a difference.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. So keep preaching. Who are the people that are God's right hand provoking because of his presence? Preachers, teachers, people who share Christ. And keep doing. His presence will be with you forever. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. Number two. So the first one, those who preach Christ. Number two, those who stay in fellowship for long times before the in the presence of God. Stay in fellowship. Those who stay in fellowship. Ladies and gentlemen, fellowship is a very powerful thing. You know, you don't realize it that you are coming for fellowship meetings. That every fellowship we invite you to, this give thyself holy thing we're talking about, that you have 3 or 4 days of fellowship, international fellowship. You have no idea, but the presence of God is what is being ministered to you. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Fellowship. Fellowship is powerful. Acts chapter 1, verse 21 and 22. The Bible says, wherefore of these men which have companied with us, companied with this fellowship, all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, they didn't backslide. They didn't stop the church. Every little problem, you want to stop the church. You're offended because pastor didn't talk to you. Pastor didn't look. One person told me that, pastor, when you're preaching on the Zoom, I try to look in your face, but I don't look in my face. How? I actually look away. And I explain to the person how. Look, I don't even know who's. I can see. Look, in case I didn't look in your face, now I'm looking. Please look at me. Look at me. You in particular, you are the one that I'm talking about. Please, I'm looking at you. Don't turn your face. Now, good. You are a beautiful person. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Beautiful. And the person said, it means that I don't like her anymore or him anymore. Oh, I told the person, I like you. Even that person, I've called you. That's the reason why I've called you today. I haven't called anybody apart from you. Hey, don't let the devil steal. My goodness, I like you. I didn't even say I love you. I like you. It's even more powerful than I love you. Amen. Amen. All right, so let's company till the end like the disciples. They stayed in fellowship till the end. They saw Jesus. Look, Thomas, he missed fellowship one day and he became a doubter. You don't know what may happen when you miss one service. Thomas, now he had to put his hand in Jesus. And then, look, Jesus said, come. Touch my hand. Come, touch my hand. Is that what's going to make you? You see, so every time you miss fellowship, you become a doubter. You become more like Thomas. Some of you are very erratic in your fellowship. 1 John chapter 1, verse 3. I like that scripture. 1 John chapter 1 and verse number 3. Bible says, that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, so that you also will have fellowship with us. That means we preach to you. My preaching is not supposed to. You are not preaching. I'm not preaching one day so that next week you don't come. You come again next week in Jesus' name. Yeah, the presence is sustained by more fellowship. Yeah, you just one day you provoke my hand. If all the provoking of hand was at the wedding, just that, after that is over, then there will be no children. Yeah. The kissing happens here and it continues unabated. Honeymoon, bread moon, blue moon, sugar moon, every moon, stony moon, every moon you have to. Yeah, new moon, old moon. No, it's not like that. Fellowship is actually a present continuous thing. That you also may continue to fellowship with us. If you are here, you are thinking of changing. That's why I like this Zoom idea. Now, even when you relocate, you don't need to say any excuse because I'm no more here. You still belong to this church. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
The presence of God. All the people that relocate, I brought them back in Jesus' name. And if you go, I'll bring you back in Jesus' name. Now you can take a job in any state. You'll still be a member in Jesus' name. In fact, open doors to us. Now you can shepherd from anywhere, but so long as you stay, and I'll make sure you stay in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You take on a job somewhere, you start a church in another state, you watch it.
That's it.
Jesus' name. Reach. We are together. Fellow, the presence will carry you there, will anoint you there, will use you right there in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Fellowship. And the Bible says, the fellows, that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that you also may have and continue having fellowship with us. And it says, colon. Now listen to what it's saying. When you fellowship with us, what happens? When you are always in fellowship, what happens? And it says, and actually, truly, our fellowship, which you think is with just Pastor Lisi and the UD Church, is actually with the Father, God the Father, and with His Son, Jesus Christ. God for the Lord Jesus. I'm talking about presence. That's the presence. You think you just came to church today, my darling. You came to the Father, not only to the Father, but to the Son. And when these two people gather, the Holy Spirit is there. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yes. His presence. Anytime I come here, I leave with His presence. Sometimes I'm sick, I'm tired. When I stand in here and I minister and I join the fellowship, it's amazing. That's what COVID tried to do, to disconnect us from fellowship. Thank God for technology. We are even more in fellowship. Hey, this week I visited people. And I'm going to visit you. I'm going to come to you one by one. Video visitation. They said, whatever distancing. They didn't say media distancing. So I'm doing more visitation than now. More fellowship. We are having fellowship meetings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, because the presence is provoked by fellowship. Says that you may have fellowship. So when somebody comes, you join, somebody invites you now. And he says, look, why do you think we invited you? So that we declare to you Jesus whom we have experienced. So that you may have fellowship with us. Now you start having fellowship. And know that if you leave, you are leaving the Father. When you join, you will now have God's presence. Anybody, you are not fully locked in into this church. Wherever you are, that you keep moving from church to church, your presence of God is not with you. It's true. The presence is not with you. Just like somebody that you plant a plant, you put a plant there, you keep moving it. Soon it will die. Because nourishment and the presence of the water of sustenance is not with you. The scent of water that should keep you alive is not with you. So me, ever since I joined this, I don't know what church you came from or you've been jumping from today. Don't jump from here anymore. Clap for the Lord Jesus. This is your last jump. Some of you have done triple jumps. From today, you are actually swimming in the fellowship of, you are fellows in this ship. In this ship. We can't jump out of the ship. You are going to go into water. Fellowship means stay in the ship, otherwise you drown. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Be a fellow in this ship. Be a fellow in this ship. Be a fellow in this ship or drown. Tell somebody, I'll be a fellow in this ship. This UD ship. This QFC ship. This lighthouse ship. Come on now. I love you already. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Presence is with you. For indeed, truly, our fellowship, in case you didn't know, is with the Father and with Jesus Christ, His Son. That's what fellowship does. I can see all the people that have stayed years, they've only grown up. When they bring their testimony, we have had more jobs during this COVID period than we had it pre-COVID. By the grace of God. Good jobs too, by the grace of God. You will be the next testimony in Jesus' name because of the presence of God. Number three. I had seven, but I'll give you maybe only three. The rest, I'll tell you, go and read it in the book. Hallelujah. So what's the first provocation tip? Preach Jesus. Preach salvation. Preach the name of Jesus. The second one is what? Fellowship. Stay in fellowship. And you will be staying in His presence. Number three, those who praise God and worship Him will have the presence of God, I tell you. Wow. Bible says, enter His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. So when you enter into His, it when praise is like a key, a passcode to his presence. Yes, worship and praise. The Bible says in Psalm 23, verse Psalm 22 and verse 3, God, blessed be the Holy One or something, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabits the praises of Israel. Israel means his people, his children, his princes. Hallelujah. Thou that inhabit, he lives. So sustained presence is brought on by the praises of God's people. Many of you don't sing. You like to pray. But you don't sing. You don't worship. Look, there are days. The only thing I do, Sunday mornings, I only worship. Monday mornings, I only thank God. I don't pray for anything. Anything. And I do not sleep with that song, worship song, his presence. And I don't pray. Look, when you're praying, start with some worship. Start with some praise. Invoke his presence. Yeah. Invoke his presence. Even a woman, when you want a woman to come and stay with you, you have to start with some praise and worship. You have to start. I'm telling you, how did anybody who's married started with praise and worship and kept from that day, the person got the presence of that woman. I'm telling you. No. I mean, you know, it's praise and worship straight. God for the Lord Jesus. Praise and worship. Even you, human girl, when we want you to sustain your presence, we have to start with praise and worship. And you want God without praise and worship. Well, that's why you don't have his presence. That's why when I came, hi, baby, how you doing, man? I mean, somebody went to a woman and then started looking at the woman's, the label at the, and said, the girl said, why are you looking at my clothes tag? Said, oh, because I was thinking that it would, the writing here would be made in heaven. And the woman said, why do you expect it? And when I bought it in Ghana, how could it be made in heaven? He said, oh, because you look like an angel. Ah, wow. That's praise and worship. Made in heaven. Yeah. I told you the last time, somebody went to a certain lady and said, oh, this lady, you must be tired. The lady said, why do you keep saying I must be tired? He said, you've been running through my mind all day long. That's praise and worship. And of course, and then another person said, oh, you look like a parking ticket. Said, are you insulting me? He said, no, I'm not insulting you. Why? Because you've got fine written all over you, fine. It's like you've been fined with the parking ticket. Fine. It's praise and worship. And usually you start that way. You are about to keep that lady. God wants you to keep his presence. God wants you to sustain his presence. Let praise and worship be a key factor in your relationship with God. And see his presence come to you. You provoke his right hand. When King Jehoshaphat wanted the presence of God, he called, Elisha called, bring a song minstrel. And when they sang, the presence of God came. When King Saul was sick, they called David. What did David do? He played worship with the harp. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down. It's the I'm in love with my Jesus. I fall in love with my Lord.
Controlling the sound, and we said they shouldn't break each other.
Out, okay. Thank you. So that is very important. Number four. Oh, my time is gone. Oh, let me just mention them to you, okay? And then you go and read the book. Number four is those who have a thankful spirit have the presence of God. You remember the lepers, 10 lepers, when they went away, 9 didn't come back. 1 came back and he came to give thanks. And Jesus Christ told him, go, your faith has made you whole. Go, your faith complete. Without God's presence, you wouldn't be complete. So thankfulness, number what? 5. Number 5, those who are prayerful, have the presence of God. You remember Daniel? You remember the Hebrew boys? They used to pray. Daniel used to pray. Daniel 6:10. He prayed 3 times a day, turning his face towards Jerusalem, the window of Jerusalem. And then he would pray all the time. And then when they put him in the lion's den, the lions couldn't eat him because of the presence. When they put the Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace, Daniel chapter 3, verse 28-29, the Bible says that they could not. I mean, and King Nebuchadnezzar came and said, did I not put 3 people? But I see a 4th person. And his countenance is like the fairness of the Son of God. The presence of God was with them. The presence of God. Because they were prayerful people. They were worshipful people. And the Bible says the presence was with them. Anybody who's prayerful, like this flow prayer that some of you have never prayed all night before. But because of the flow prayer, you pray all night. The presence of God has been upgraded in your life. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Number 6 says what? Those who obey God have the presence of God. And number 7 says those who ask for God's presence have the presence of God. Hallelujah. Moses was at Genesis, Exodus 33 verse 15. And the Bible says, Moses said to him, if God, your presence does not go with me, carry us not up hence. For how shall people know the difference between I with your people and others that we found grace in your sight? Is it not when you go with us, the difference, sometimes Christians, there's no difference between them and the world because of the lack of God's presence. Mercy. There should be a difference. When you are walking with an unbeliever, there should be a difference. And when you feel there's no difference, ask for God's presence. So shall we be separated or different, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. Moses was negotiating for God's presence. And the Lord said to Moses, this thing that you've said, I will do this thing also, so that thou hast spoken. For thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. And he had told them, my presence will go with you. I think it's in verse 40. My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Yes, said, my presence shall go with you, and I'll give you rest. From today, may the presence of God will be with you. May the pleasures of his right hand be with you. May you start teaching about Jesus Christ. For those of you who have been in church, you've learned so many scriptures, but you become like a spiritual mop. You are a mop. You just absorb things. You don't give anybody until they dry you out. No, now begin to squeeze out some of the things you've mopped to others. Squeeze out Jesus. Let's preach Christ. This week, I challenge you. Bring somebody to the Lord. Next time you are coming to church, let someone say, look, come see what the Lord is doing. And let somebody come and hear Jesus. Say, come, that you may see Jesus. Just like the Samaritan woman says, come see a man, see Jesus, and let's preach Christ to them. Everybody, bring one person. That's the starting point of his presence. Let us overload this Zoom. Give me a problem so that I will have to upgrade to 500 member Zoom. And God will bless you. Put your hands together. Let's rise to our feet. Oh, you who has the presence of God, put your hand on your heart. Put your hand on your heart. Wow. Confess it. I have the presence of God. I know what to do now. I will do it. I will teach salvation. I will share salvation. Tell the person, I will teach about Christ. And you tell yourself, tell the Lord, I will fellowship unabated. I will fellowship. I will not miss any fellowship. I will not miss the Wasenta meetings, the fellowship midweek meetings. I will not miss Sunday. I will not miss flow. And tell the person, number 3, I will praise and I will worship God. Praise and worship will be my thing. Praise and worship will be my thing. Some of you come to church so late, so you never join the praise and worship. From today, when you miss it, you miss a presence. It will change. Tell the person, I'll be thankful. I will not complain. I will not complain. I'll be grateful. 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 Yes. In the name of Jesus Christ. What a blessing. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands. Tell the person, I'm going to ask for God's presence. I'm going to ask for God's presence. And his presence will be asked. Begin to ask for his presence. Lord, please, let your presence be with me. I want to be like Moses. I will not stop until your presence has come. I want to be like Jacob. He said he will not let you go if you don't bless him. Father, what is it, whatever it is that we are missing, because we miss out on your presence, from today, restore that presence. Restore that presence. In the name of Jesus, put your hand on your heart. I'm going to pray one more prayer for you. Now, if you are here, you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, or you came to church, but you want to repent and rededicate your life to Jesus Christ, to start a life of his presence, this is your time. Put your hand on your heart and repeat this prayer after me, and all the congregation can join. Please say this. Say, Almighty Father, I call you Abba Father. How can a child be without the Father's presence? I need your presence. I need your spirit. I need your power. From now on, I am your child. I love your presence. Grant me your presence. Touch me. Forgive me for my sins. Cleanse me by the blood of Jesus Christ. I believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. He died for my sins. God raised him from the dead. By this faith, I am born again. I am a child of God. I am your presence as your true child. Please write my name in the book of life and fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Hey, let me go there. It's a good life.
We believe that the Word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive this and every Sunday at 9:45 a.m. Be blessed.